Nick Healy for breakfast on 2SER 107.3.
Now, if the odd expression is something you occasionally like to cotton on to, if a twisted turn of phrase really takes your fancy, then my next guests are going to make you as happy as Larry. And trust me, I'm not telling furfies. Helen Reitzrand and Olivia Roseman are the expressionists. They've been flat out like a lizard drinking when it comes to making their podcast all about idiom. Welcome back to the show for 2018. How are you?
Thank you, Nick. I'm very well.
Also pretty well.
I've got to say, I say this every time, but your intros just make my day.
They're run out at some point. I'm not nearly as versed in these as the two of you.
So. You've done a pretty good job so far.
I mean, I think the possibilities are endless where idioms are concerned. So, you know, just keep rolling with it. They'll just keep producing as you're kind of going.
At some point. Given that, you know, I'm Australian, they're going to get very crude because we are a country that loves a very crude idiom.
True, true.
I keep thinking about one of my favourite ones and I can never say it on radio and never will, but I don't.
You can tell us after.
Oh, I can tell you afterwards. Now, speaking of things I'm not really well versed in, football.
Yes, that's the beautiful game, soccer. So our last episode...
a whole bunch of really big soccer fans just got really angry that you called it soccer. But anyway,
I feel like, you know, in Australian media, you have to be clear. We're talking about soccer here. So our last episode was a collaboration. We're not especially well-versed in the world of the beautiful game either. So we made an episode with another indie Australian podcast, which is called By Association. If you do like soccer, you should listen. It's great. And even if you don't, because it's about the human side of the beautiful game. So it's all about all kinds of social stuff, which is why he was interested in talking to us. So James Parkinson is the maker of that show. And so we put together with him a episode on language of football. So there are many idioms with football associations, or at least that seem to have football associations. So we found that the language of sports is not nearly so tribal as the fans of different codes can be, you know, about whether you like soccer or rugby or league or whatever. So get the ball rolling, you can get the kick out of something, you can move the goalposts, you might be on the ball or have a game changer, it might be a game of two halves.
Blow the whistle, have a game plan, know the score, kick off. Did you say be on the ball? I wasn't on the ball.
No, you were not. Ah, Olivia. I wanted to just notice now that there are quite a few really odd ones that seem to be often credited to well-known British football managers, like team managers or commentators, and their popularity is then linked back to the power of broadcast, radio and TV, which
That's
is
interesting.
Yeah, something that we actually haven't really come across that much in our idiom investigations before. Like, this is a real kind of moment. So some examples are early doors, which is apparently common in British talk about the early parts of a football game. It comes actually from 19th century practice of letting theatre goers in early if they pay a little bit extra. But at some point in the 70s or something, someone picked it up a bit nonsensically to talk about the start of a game. And then that just now means that. You never say, like, just at the beginning of the game, you say early doors. people talk about being sick as a parrot, apparently, meaning being extremely disappointed with the outcome of the game. That seems to have been coined by a player in a televised post-match interview in the 70s, probably inspired by the 1969 Monty Python skit, the Dead Parrot skit.
I had not even thought of that, of course.
Yeah. And I even came across a source claiming that the phrase over the moon, while existing for hundreds of years, has come to an especial height of popularity because it's been used in football commentary. I'm doubtful
on that one.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound
but,
it,
you know, that's football fanaticism, right? Everything's about football, yeah. But still my favourite is the one that we learnt from James in the episode. So listen to find out more about it. It's back to square one.
I did not even know that was a soccer-specific one.
Yeah, it's worth listening. It's an amazing story. Do we tell people?
No, I think we make
think
people go and
yeah.
listen. But I think
listen.
What was really interesting about that is that we'll give you a hint. It's quite a recent coinage, and it is something to do with technology. That's it. That's all we're going to tell you. And you have to go and listen to the most recent episode to find out more.
And how do they do that?
Well, they just head to their favorite podcast player and search for The Expressionists, and we will find up. You can also ask your Google Home Assistant or any Home Assistant to play the latest episode.
You love plugging Google. Favorite. They don't need your help.
No, no, but it's so great. You just say, okay, Google, play The Expressionists. Once again, I'm hoping to... get that going in people's homes. You can find us on our website, expressionists.audio, where you can also just listen online. And you should subscribe because tomorrow we are releasing an extra special episode. Of course, tomorrow is January 26th, which is officially Australia Day. We tend to prefer the term Invasion Day. And in light of that, we chose to celebrate Indigenous languages. So we've spoken to two Indigenous language experts.
Fantastic.
We're speaking with Daniel Browning from ABC RN Away and Word Up, a great podcast, and an academic from Sydney Uni called Jacqueline Troy, who's done a lot of work, especially on the Indigenous language of Sydney. So she wrote a book called The Sydney Language. Anyway, so we obviously don't know heaps and heaps about Indigenous languages. We've left the bulk of tomorrow's episode to them. But everyone should listen to it. It's a bit different. And the thing that I think we found really interesting, obviously a lot of Indigenous languages are not widely spoken anymore. No. There was a pretty concerted effort by, the colonists to stamp them out and wipe them out. And they were largely effective. And so a lot of people talk about dead languages that aren't spoken anymore. But in speaking with Daniel Browning and Jacqueline Troy, we learned about this phraseology that is applied to Australian Aboriginal languages, which is that they're actually just sleeping. And I think it's a really nice way to think about it. So there are a lot of attempts and very successful attempts going on all around Australia to revive Aboriginal languages. And so they're just waking them up.
Well, listening to that sounds like an incredible way to kick off January 26th. So thank you very much, Helen and Olivia. We'll have details of all the ways you can get onto the Expressionist podcast, including Google Home, up on the 2scr.com website. We'll speak in the next couple of weeks.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Nick.